Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
Welcome to the 5280 Geek Weekend Geek Update Podcast. Smurf here, my table of companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron.
Hey, that's me.
Toucher of butts, Lady Tal.
When do I not eat when I'm
podcasting?
When do you not eat? I've never seen you not eat.
You are always about food. You're almost as bad as
there
Red.
Was that time she dropped her sandwich on the floor and it was totally ruined.
Yeah. And she still ate it.
I would have absolutely eaten that sandwich.
Yeah, that was my fault.
And pumpkin spice.
Okay, stop, special guest man. Red. Like that's just my Halloween costume. Why don't you just Which do apple fits. Cider? Why don't you do like different like
apple cider's better.
Yeah,
anyway.
Autumn dreams.
Apple cider.
Apple cider. Apple cider.
I hope that every time you introduce her for the rest of fall,
it's a new
just
fall
do,
thing.
Yeah, and another
just rotate
like,
it.
Hot chocolate should be next. Okay. All right,
yeah. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, if only baking, you thought of it sooner.
Baking chocolate.
You're welcome.
Baking chocolate.
Well, it worked for this topic.
I'm not stoned.
You might be drunk, but you're not stoned.
I had a friend in high school. We called them baking chocolate.
I'm barely buzzed. I want to be stoned now. Thanks for that.
What is your shirt made of? I'm just not realizing. Are you wearing like a corduroy short shirt?
Short. It's made of terrible.
It's like one of those old.
Have you been watching
shirts.
A lot of Good Place?
Yes.
I don't know. It's laundry day.
Oh, short.
Short.
Did you see the new Good Place?
No, I haven't watched the new season yet.
You know what the worst part
so
is?
Good.
No spoilers. The worst part is you only get one episode.
That's the sucky part. And it's only 30 minutes.
Well, because
you get one episode
at
a time.
We get so used to binging it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We get so used to binging it that you're just like, okay, let's watch the next one. There is no next one.
Yeah, supposedly that's how Disney Plus is going to be. Releasing
really?
Episodic.
I'm going to fucking end myself.
That's the rumor. Again, if that's true, awful. But if it's not true, great. I just want all the Mandalorian at once.
That's
yeah, I'm with you. I want to just binge the shit out of that.
That's what's but going see, on with my baking shows, and I just tell you, man.
And they may be taking a page from the CBS streaming service, which only does
so does
weekly
the,
episodes.
The DC one.
Yeah.
They do weekly.
Yeah.
We should all try to be more like Noel.
Noel Lee?
No, Noel.
Norm MacDonald?
No, from... Never mind.
Wow, you just
is it a Good Place reference?
No, it's a British Bake Off reference.
Okay. None of us would get that.
I'm sorry.
I didn't care if you got it. I just wanted you to be like Noel.
Is Noel a good guy?
Yeah.
Great.
He is.
He's British. Of course he's a good guy.
No, that is not true.
Aaron's right. You're
most,
way
most bad guys in movies are British.
British.
To be fair, all the people are
or
British.
Russian. Sometimes Chinese.
Go with that, Bob.
Yes,
don't look at me. I'm dead.
I wasn't looking at
you're
you.
You're racist.
He was looking at you because he was talking to
yeah,
you.
I was going
to
say.
I know.
Yeah, the Chinese characters in the Chinese
yeah,
show.
Yeah, the Chinese characters, Abe. And that
so
brings us
Japanese?
To our topic.
I just want it on the record that was not me.
You always call me Korean.
See,
I don't want to hear it.
You're Vietnamese. I know.
Which leads us into the topic of costumes.
Laotian.
Yes, costumes.
costumes
versus cosplay.
You're from Cuba, right?
You do look Puerto Rican.
Are you trying?
I almost lost the beer.
He's got bubbles in his
and this is how I broke Aaron.
I'm Portuguese, thank you.
No, you're Korean. I did torment you the other day.
Is it because of my last name?
She's not Korean.
It's not even all...
They're not Korean. I'm Vietnamese. Sorry. I said it right the first time. Vietnamese. So I'm
and this
sitting...
is how you find out everyone on
just,
this podcast is racist.
Just keep digging. Just keep going.
I'm the token Asian chick.
Yeah, welcome.
The token Asian chick.
Yeah, I'm the fat, sweaty nerd guy. High five.
You're both tokens.
Yay.
I'm the bitchy hot one. Oh.
No, wait, it's okay. You're not the hot one. I'm just
I know. This is why we're not on video.
Oh, that was a self-burn. Those are rare.
Not for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, you're great.
And I'm a pyromaniac.
And I was tormenting Tal by sending her pictures of hot pot the other day.
I'm insulted.
Okay, you didn't even bother her to feed me. That one's way out of context because you were doing that because you know she loves food and hot pot.
Yes.
And the way you phrase that out of context, it makes it just sound like, oh, well, this is racist. I just send hot pot to the hot Asian pot. People I know.
I was going to say, you didn't send it to me, only to Tal.
Only to Tal.
Yeah, he specifically targeted me.
Just keep digging. Just keep digging.
Oh, you like a noodle, eh? Like, shit.
Oh, you like the beef in the hot pot, yes?
It was lamb I went for. I didn't do the beef.
So, I mean, both are good. Why not both?
Oh, yeah.
Lamb's a little bit.
I watch, for me, I keep throwing anything that sounds delicious. I'm like, oh, this sounds good.
I watch this YouTube guy who, he's a linguist and dialect expert.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. And he watches people do dialects in movies and critiques them.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen that YouTube video. That's fantastic.
And then just out of the blue, he does Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany, where he's being the horribly racist Asian guy. Uh-huh. And his response is, who let this happen? And then just moves on. And that's kind of how I feel about you right now. It's just, who let this happen?
What are we talking about today?
Costumes.
Today we are talking about costumes versus cosplay.
What is the difference?
Okay, so there's a huge problem that I have right now.
Go on.
So Halloween seems oddly shortened this year.
Cosplay amateur hour?
Yes. Because
I have that on our show.
So when we, Red and I have been out hunting for items for Halloween, for decoration, for building props and all of that, in addition to even just going to Spirit of Halloween,
I feel like the war on Halloween has been overshadowed by the Starbucks craze about Christmas.
Yeah, it's really anemic this year.
Well, the whole thing is, I remember last year it kind of started where Halloween, like, parents wanted to move, and even this year they wanted
to move.
Yeah,
they're talking about it, and I'm very against it.
They wanted to move the date of Halloween to be like, oh, the last Saturday of October or whatever.
Suck it up, parents.
How fucking dare you?
That's the thing, is it's like
lazy adulting.
Well, we're not going to move Christmas because of that. We're not going to move Easter because of that. We're not going to move. I mean, some of those days are flexible.
No, they move, but there's a formula for them.
Exactly. Whereas Halloween, that holiday is the 31st of October. It's All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
Like, there's a point.
It's called tradition, history, and learn it, motherfucker.
It's beyond, like, look, you are okay with paying for a full data plan for your second grader. You can fucking deal with one night out of the weekday of them staying up late and getting all sugared up.
And that's the thing. Most houses don't even stay open that late. I think my parents usually turn their lights off about 9, 10. Yeah. That's not even that late for your kid. Like,
it's not that late. It's just...
You can deal with your kid being up a little late.
Mm-hmm. Bitching, man.
All right, you know what? Maybe we should make school start a little later. What a concept. Instead of having your kid go to school at 5 a.m.
This is why the baby boomers think you're the weak generation.
It was 6, but...
No, I was about to say, mine was like 6 or 7.
Just because they are the weak generation. Bunch of mamby-pamby
All it is it's the parents
sit down, cunt.
I was going to say, how dare you? You're almost a boomer, and you know it.
He's not.
He's almost there.
He's not.
I'm not. I'm not that well.
He's
okay,
not
I'm
that,
middle.
He's
anyway,
not
but like the whole point is like
you're also talking to fetuses here.
He's making a jab at my generation, which is the one that has the young children that's whining about this.
Yep.
Just because I didn't procreate, I know that's what you're doing, and I'm gonna redirect you to go suck at who drives your ass around.
But like the whole point is it's parents being whiny about like, oh well, I don't want my kid out on a school night. It's like, fucking grow up, who cares? I know this isn't the point of this podcast.
This is totally the point.
Yeah, it's like it's the one day a year those kids get to go out and get a whole shitload of candy, go into a diabetic coma, and go to school and brag to their friends the next day.
I have multiple PowerPoints on why Halloween is one of the most important days in the American culture. As Americans, we do not have a lot to be proud of.
We need flashcards for this.
Yeah,
we have Halloween, and we should be proud of Halloween because it's one thing. It's one thing we do right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few things we do right. And let's get that.
It's
right.
One of the top things
we
do right.
Jazz music's turning right at the stop at the red light and Halloween.
We got Halloween, and one of the best things about Halloween that makes it so great is in for our culture, it is where we get most of our firsts. Mm-hmm. Most of our firsts for staying up late. Most of our first experience with name brand candy. Most of our firsts when we get older, we start experimenting with our sexuality and our sexual costumes.
You had a very different Halloween than
no,
I
had. when kids hit the when they stop
everybody
going.
Everybody looked at red on the table on
no,
that one.
No, when they stop going trick or treating and start just going to high school parties.
Oh, like a party. Yeah.
They start exploring their sexuality differently.
The sexy kid.
It's where we push
sexy
our boundaries.
Minion is still my go-to costume.
It's where it's Halloween for most of us in our young time, and even as adults, as we try things, it's a night we push boundaries.
Absolutely.
We try things. Sometimes it blows up on our faces. Yeah, you know,
it doesn't go right
like
life.
Like everything that happened on Halloween in high school.
Oh,
and
God.
We dress as a shower curtain and get our ass kicked. It happens.
Don't Karate Kid me, Mr. Miyagi.
Listen, the shower curtain is still a great idea.
That's a great costume.
It's perfect.
I do have a funny story.
He's a creative fucking kid. Did you go as the shower
no,
curtain?
No, it was Mr. Miyagi
in high
that
school,
came up.
How'd you get beat up?
No, in high school, my friend, he cosplayed as Misa from Death Note. And since he had like a very like shy demeanor, because like he kind of had like the shy girl, like, oh, like... I'm just overly shy.
Yeah, really awkward.
There was like a dude that was like hardcore like hitting on him.
Hell
didn't,
yeah!
Didn't know that like
didn't
he
know
was
it was a
dude.
Dude. Oh,
yeah, and then like
no.
When he gave him the candy, he's just like, "Thanks, man." The guy was horrified.
Oh, that's a good thing about cosplay. That's why I love that.
He made such a beautiful Misa. Like, I was
good.
Pretty jealous.
Yeah. Hashtag curveball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That crossplay, spot on. Spot on, mate.
Hey, man, you're attracted to what you're attracted to.
So,
yeah,
and that's
great.
And that's the funny thing.
Just ride it out.
Because when you deal with people who only do costumes, who have the yearly, it's once a year, they dial in, they're like, I'm going to stretch my personal boundaries, I'm going to go past that. Then you have the cosplayer who spends...
Months,
years. I mean, multiple years.
Yeah, for like week events.
Yes.
For like, you know, they do like three costumes
days.
In a day.
Yes.
So it's like.
Or even
shit.
Like, even just photo shoots that they want of characters that
yeah.
they appreciated. I've been watching.
Now you know what that smell at all the cons is.
Oh,
deodorant. Oh.
Latex.
Yeah, because I was on Instagram. One of my favorite cosplayers has. She is in love with Nier Automata. Like, she absolutely loves that series. She made her costume as accurate as possible to the character. She even redid her outfit because of the fact that she's like, this isn't accurate enough. I need it to be as accurate. Like, literally, they just pulled me out of the game.
Shit.
But I've been seeing, like, pictures of her photo shoots, and it's, like, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it is... She spent, like, months... I think, actually, years. Like, after she went to, like, this event... in Singapore, which is where she's from, but she lives in the States now. She did her outfit real quick in like a span of a couple of months, and she's like, yeah, no, this is not I'm scrapping this one. It's not to my liking. So she spent like since that event onward, she spent like so many months on this outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the dedication.
That's the big difference between cosplay and cosplay.
Well, there is. And the dedication that I have seen, and unfortunately here in Colorado, our cosplay is weak. Let's face it.
Yeah, there's some really good
ones
out there.
There's some solid players.
Alleycat and Ginny D and a few of those other ones.
Yeah, we got Captain Carl.
Yeah, Captain Carl. Oh, Captain Carl is fucking great.
Sexy Gandalf.
Yeah.
We can't say enough about
like,
sexy Gandalf.
Saber.
There hasn't been as much.
Saber and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, and then you got Jessica.
Kayla.
And
Sorry.
You got... There are some key players.
Mm-hmm.
But our game is nowhere near like
oh,
what
Miiverse?
We see.
Miiverse as well is one of a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But when you go to like
South
by Southwest, you go to San
Diego,
you go to Emerald City, you do New York Comic Con, you've got all of these like huge demonstrations of cosplay genius.
The grandeur of these people
oh,
who
like
do the Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
Where they're in like 10-foot armor.
Danielle, Jessica Negri, Kamui Cosplay is a big one. She's the one who has like created a lot of different guys to make armor.
Mm-hmm.
Yaya Han alone.
Yaya Han.
Oh, I mean, I love her stuff.
What she has pulled out.
Fashion line.
Stella Chu.
Yeah, she has her own like fabric that is sold in, was it Hancock's or Joann's?
Joann's for a while.
Yeah. And I think it's still there.
I don't think Hancock's is a thing anymore.
I don't think Hancock's fabric? I didn't want to call them on it, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure they shut down in 1984.
Are they done? Okay. I wasn't sure.
I've actually seen some of her books at Denver Fabrics. Yaya
Han?
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hers and Kamui's, actually, both of them. So one for armor and the other ones for sewing.
I have a tangent that I'll put a pin in. Just remind me later.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'll remind you for the tangent.
We'll remind you for the tangent.
Is it me?
No, it's Blues Brothers.
Great. Okay. No, we can talk about that. Yeah. But it's like, that's the thing is like, Denver doesn't have a lot of that, but we have a lot of good people that show up on Halloween.
You do?
Holy shit. You go to downtown Denver, there's some people who, they show up. Holy, like, last year I saw a guy down on Blake Street, and he was another Ghostbuster. Never seen him before in my entire life, but he had like everything accurate, and he didn't
just go to Spirit.
Yeah, exactly. No. He put effort in, and I was like, okay, so people show up at Halloween. Well, in Denver, there's one
family that we've seen on Halloween.
And they said, we only do this for Halloween, and we do it with our kids, and this is all we do.
Yeah.
And they had like accurate
packs. Why do you
need
to justify it, man?
And that's what we were like. We're like, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do. But I think that is the big difference between cosplay and a costume.
Yes.
I think costume is something you do for Halloween or for like a costume party. You do it once and you're done.
It's like for a specific event that isn't a convention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like you're doing it, you're getting dressed up, but you're not like, I'm going to wear this 50 more times and it has to stay good.
If I was a cosplayer, I would probably wear something like that to a Halloween thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe if it wasn't.
Well,
if I could see out of it.
Anyway. Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole thing is... That's another thing is comfort. I think most people, when they think of Halloween costumes, they're like, oh, I want to be comfortable because I'm going to be doing this all night.
I think it's the opposite. Because,
really?
Because they don't do it often enough. They don't think of that.
That's
because
fair.
When you think about some of the people that are like, when they build these huge...
Girls. You think of the girls. They have those obnoxious shoes.
Same with the big armor, though, where you have
props, not shoes.
And
I wouldn't, like, at a costume party, I would not want to wear anything that involved any of my props. Mm-hmm. Just because, like,
I feel that way about conventions too.
It's, well, because, like, I mean,
there's more people at the convention than any party I've ever been.
Yeah, but at least like there's like it's in a bigger space. Whereas if you were doing
not when
house
you put
party,
all the people in there,
it's just like, but like compared to like a house party where like you're literally shoulder to shoulder with some people, mm-hmm. which I've only been to like one house party in my life.
I've been to a couple.
I've been to LAN parties, and those are pretty freaking sweet. But everyone's more focused on their computers and their consoles.
That's
so it's
different.
Yeah,
I get
so
that
there's no bumping shoulders. But since it's like a very there's like so many narrow spaces that you can get your like outfit caught on stuff. Mm-hmm. I would rather not.
Well, when you're dealing with house parties, and that's kind of one of the advantages of being a costumer, because they're so disposable these days.
Well, usually,
they're made out of satin.
Made out of rayon.
Oh, that old 80s material that we thought went away, but never.
No, it just went to Spirit.
It's real gross and stretchy.
It just went to Spirit.
Yeah, I checked out those Spirit Ghostbuster costumes.
It is interesting,
though. They're definitely rayon.
Yeah.
Or mesh. It looks really... It's kind of funny because it seems like they're trying to bring out some like more cosplay outfits.
Type things, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, even on one of the Spirits, they had like... I can't remember what it's called. It was like a Fortnite outfit with the fox mask.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they had that like on one of like their panels of the mirror.
Yeah, and it's like some of their stuff looks more high end. Like
no, dude. I've seen Saber's masks for that same fox mask, and they were 10 times better.
You look far away, and you're
sure.
Like, oh, that looks okay. Uh-huh. Versus like back in the day when it was like the blow up, you know, shit where you're just like, oh. You're wearing like a plastic Power Ranger mask, and you look garbage.
And Spirit of Halloween has upped its game as far as props.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's not be mistaken about that because the days of the inflatable stuff have kind of faded.
Yeah, now it's just high end plastic.
It is high end plastic, and they've
I hate it and I love it at the same time.
They've included electronics in some of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and
I think I'm more mad because I didn't have that as a kid.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Is like whenever I was a kid, I had the Ghostbusters pack, and it was the Ruby's one that's like foam.
Yes.
That's like upside down because you have to wear it upside down.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
Well,
we had to make our own stuff from plywood and PVC.
Yeah. No, my parents would always try and make the own costume with my dad.
Well,
I think that's tradition, man.
See, like the only costume that I actually remember that I enjoyed wearing was Mulan.
Hey.
But see,
that's
I
not
had,
racist,
like,
though. I'm like, also Asian.
Like the plastic mask with the elastic rubber band.
Oh, my fucking God. And they still sell those. They do? And that's the thing, is there's that weird mix of, like, that really old, cheap Spirit Halloween and what they're trying to do with, like, quote-unquote deluxe costumes. Because that's what they're calling them. I read it. It's like, oh,
they're the same
the
bullshit.
Costume.
They just cost more.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's still, like, that cheap rayon
there's
fabric.
There's just a
that...
bit more fabric.
Yeah.
Well, you're not
they
in...
put foam on top
oh,
of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, they do, because before it was like a plastic suit that you tie in the back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember that. That
was my
horrible.
Master, that was my Master Chief costume in middle school.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you,
it was fucking rad.
You wore Master Chief?
Oh, yeah. And it was, like, it was the deluxe one, so it wasn't just the suit. It had, like, the foam armor bits.
Oh my God. And then I'm like, I'm thinking to like.
You're reinforced.
I can't remember what their group is called. I think it was like Inspire Props or something like that. I can't remember which group it was where they always do like Master. Like, it was like Living with Chief.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the same people who did that. Mm-hmm. I just keep thinking of their outfits.
It was very.
Like, oh,
no,
God.
It was much cheaper. They at least.
No, I know, because they
was
actually
garbage.
Made.
Garbage.
Theirs is made out of foam, though. But
yeah.
I mean,
it was
also
that
well
really
painted.
Cheap crap. Oh, it was great. But that's
and that's kind Halloween. Of what we've evolved to, because even though Spirit of Halloween does have some impressive props and even like stand-ups and all of that now, because the Terror Dog Red has a huge differing opinion about this.
they're mediocre at best.
Yeah, they are mediocre at best.
I mean, yeah,
they're higher quality than they used to be.
But when you're dealing with a cosplayer who spends
so much time,
so many hours, I mean, it's years of their life that are dedicated to creating the character, and then they get into the character.
I don't. Oh, I've I don't never feel done like. That. I don't feel like. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to just be controversy for no good reason.
No. Yeah. Everybody needs a devil's advocate.
I'm not trying to be devil's advocate. I'm just gonna.
for the sake of the
I'm
fun.
I'm just devil.
I'm just devil. Yeah. I don't think cosplay really takes that much more energy or focus than costuming.
No.
And let me explain why. I'm not trying to cheapen what these people do.
Sure.
Because it's amazing and by no means are we underwhelmed by the imagination.
No.
I just think that when you care, it doesn't really take that much effort.
There it is. Mm. That's what it is. It's care and effort. That's what it is.
Well, that's why you have the cosplayer that is in the hotel room 8 hours before they hit the con floor.
That's just because they have to do their own airbrushing.
Constructing.
Because the last time they asked their buddy's husband to do it for them, things got weird. And
I turned into a threesome.
I did have
no,
it
didn't.
It
just you just can't get anyone to help you with your airbrushing.
This girl took 3 hours to do my makeup one time when I was doing zombie crawl because she's like, it's not perfect yet, and I was like, no, it's fine. And
I can
like,
do your.
No.
I can. I so I worked a makeup booth on zombie crawl for a few years.
So Red will do my makeup next year.
I will do your zombie makeup.
You mean this year?
Because that's right. It hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
It's like.
I want to do Blues Brothers Zombie, but we're not.
Oh,
I kind of want to go Resident Evil.
It takes 10 minutes max because you're trying to make money. You're trying to make tips, and
so you
got to turn over. And most of your clientele are five, so you have to get in, get out, and do the thing.
It is funny though, because like I did see a lot of people do the same makeup like over and over.
Yeah,
it was the zipper one.
It makes it's easy.
Yeah.
It's not that easy, but
it was trending. That's why. So everyone was doing it.
Oh, I remember the zipper thing.
Yeah, it was like the one where like you're zipping up the face.
It's just red chin and then zipper.
Like, I did a zombie Pennywise my last year.
Oh, I dig it.
Because that was when it. Chapter 1 came out.
What do you mean you dig it? You hate clowns.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I can't appreciate the cool zombie makeup.
It was instead
I love
of
killer clowns from outer space.
Instead of instead of red makeup, we did blood where all the red makeup should have gone.
Oh, I like that.
So we
I
did
like
zombie
clever.
Nice. Yeah.
And
it was mostly because I couldn't. He's like, I want to be Pennywise, and I couldn't find my palette of regular face paint. I could only find my blood.
You're
and
like,
I've
got fake blood. Let's do it.
So I was like, so I talked him into this real quick, and it ended up in the newspaper.
Oh, there you go. See?
Also, if there's any recommendations in terms of like body paint, I recommend Marin Paradise.
I do too.
Because it's a water base, it will not clog your pores. It smells like coconut.
It's really you can find it, you can afford it. It's professional grade,
it's
comes
really
off really
good.
Easy. It doesn't stain your clothes.
Oh, yeah. I like that, because that's hard to find.
Yeah, because the Ben Nye, Ben something, what's...
Ben Nye.
Ben Nye.
It sounds like the science guy.
Ben Ben Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, so
no, it's that, the brand of makeup.
The Ben Nye the makeup guy.
Yeah, yeah, that exactly. That one is an oil-based one, so that one's harder to come off. Ooh. This is coming from someone who also cosplayed from Homestuck, where I didn't want to get it everywhere.
I like Marianne.
Remember, Nightmare in Paradise, you can always mix the colors and always get the right pigment, and then you could wash it off.
It's really easy. It's professional grade. Lots of pros in like movie use that brand. And it's also really stupid affordable. So that's the brand.
That's the kicker right there.
And if you are going to do body paint, remember to seal. Sealing is
crucial.
Seal is absolutely.
Sweat that shit right off.
Because so you're going to leave an imprint wherever
I recommend setting spray and then also like a powder as well, just to like seal the deal.
It depends on what it is and how bad you sweat, but otherwise the powder is just a waste. But sealing spray, if you can't find sealing spray, which is very readily available.
Yeah, because, I mean, even Marin has their own spray, I believe.
But if you can't find sealing spray, then just go with a light mist hairspray and breathe out if you do your face.
Mm. Breathe out. Don't breathe out.
Yeah, that mistake is as a haunted house actor.
Yeah.
Because a lot of makeup brands have a setting spray you can use that as well.
Yeah, but sometimes there are some stores don't carry them because they're ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But that's my own makeup.
You can always go with like a cheap setting spray from like Elf or something. That's extremely affordable for makeup. So if you're doing your face, you can always.
If you're doing your body and you don't want to dish out the $13 for a setting spray, just use a light mist hairspray on your body.
It's just, I'm learning so many things.
It's just because I break out very easily, so that's why I recommend a spray. Yeah.
Now, see, I've always I have difficulty with putting makeup on my face.
Yeah.
I really hate it.
That's because you were a football player and you're weird.
Yeah, you make it weird, man. Come work in a haunted house with me. Let's go work at 13th floor next
to
year.
To hell with you. It doesn't have anything to do with me being a...
Calm down the Ron Swanson. She isn't Tammy.
Damn it, Karen, put the makeup on.
All right, you have trouble putting makeup on. Go on.
I just do. And when you're putting it on, because not only... It itches and I want to scratch at it, and I just don't like it being put on.
If you have a good enough sealer, you just
tap on it.
If it itches, one of two things is happening. Either A, you have too much on, or B, you're thinking about it and it's psychosomatic.
Yeah. Well, and there's some are some that are allergic, because I've seen people have reactions.
Really? Oh no, that's
mostly because oil-based can also.
Yeah, that's a thing. My mother has to just look at a MAC store and she breaks out in hives.
Oh, but their makeup is extremely
heavy.
Their makeup is awful.
I've tried their
MAC is, if you can wear it, MAC is a good brand to wear. But
sad it took me a second to realize she was talking
about makeup.
Yeah, yeah, MAC the brand.
The Mac,
Brain went Apple.
She'll put like makeup on her wrist to test the color, and her eyes will swell shut. Like it doesn't even have to be here. Her eyes will swell shut. So she has extreme reaction to Mac, and Mac is also stupid expensive.
It is
just like, for the little palette.
Well, I bought foundation.
You don't like makeup, but you know that.
I do know that. Yes,
okay. He likes girls. That's why he knows. Wow.
Yes.
Study up, bud.
Apparently,
If you want to date them, you should know about.
No, no. When you date them, eventually you'll go shopping with them.
Yeah, but then also, for me in particular, I have educated some of my exes.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, because like sometimes they'll watch me do makeup and they'll be like, oh, what's that? Like, oh, like tell me about this. And then I will tell them.
If you're getting bad person. I didn't know.
Yeah, they knew what foundation was, highlighter was, they knew what eyeliner was.
If you're getting into makeup, I do not recommend MAC.
No.
It's too expensive. It's not as good as other things on the market. And
I would recommend Elf, actually.
Yeah,
extremely affordable. It's
If you already use makeup and you like MAC, I'm not dogging on you. You're wrong, but I'm not dogging on
makeup. It's just it's extremely heavy though.
But I don't like MAC.
We're all about self improvement and education.
But also, 5280 Beauty Cast.
We're also educating them about like what kind of makeups to use in order.
If we had a video going right now, I'd be putting makeup on you during this podcast.
Yeah. On him?
No, on you. Does that intimidate your masculinity, Mr. Football? Oh,
see, that's the difference. I'm like, yeah, fucking, let's go.
Yeah,
I need it.
Yeah, because
my complexion's awful.
Yeah, because
I am the palest motherfucker.
What kind of makeup do you think I would be putting on you?
I don't No, but I don't.
I'll do your eyebrows if you want me to.
I love shut clown. Up.
I don't know if I. It's not a question.
Have
I have to be able
to
sit.
Yeah, I draw them in.
I have to be able to sit still to do it, and I know.
No, you
I
don't.
Fidget.
Not the way I do it.
See, I just don't like airbrushing because I can't breathe. Like
airbrushing
again.
I was putting makeup on 5-year-olds for money. Like, I'm pretty good at this. I think I can handle you, bitch.
Ooh!
Wow! Yeah.
Next podcast makeup cast.
You know what? We can do that.
Horror makeup cast?
The horror makeup cast.
I know where my palette is.
Hey.
Mayor in Paradise is the superior one. Fuck Ben Nye. It made me break out, that's why. Because of the fact that it was oil-based. It was on my face, so that it was literally clogging up my pores.
Well, I was
going to
say, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the oil-based one that really does clog your pores?
Yeah, because
and
it's oil-based.
Ished you, and it just basically just seals your
it's
face
like the
up.
Wizard of Oz.
It clogs your pores. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what killed the Tin Man, right?
It didn't
kill him.
He didn't die, and he also wasn't the Tin Man.
Yeah, I don't really like oil-based either.
The Tin Man died.
No, okay.
Well, he's dead now.
Yes, everyone's dead now. What happened was they originally cast a guy, and he was deathly allergic to the makeup.
Yeah.
So he didn't die. They recast him.
Yeah.
No, he died. He goes just,
his face swelled up to, like, the size of a kumquat.
He would have died.
Not a kumquat. Pineapple. He was a big old pineapple face.
Because like, oil-based clogs up your pores. It gets like when it gets on kumquats your clothes, it ruins it.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, cause it will not come out. I did not know that. Yeah, I had to literally buy new shirts and recreate some of the Homestuck shirts.
That's what they always use for clown makeup, and I fucking hate it.
No, it's so disgusting.
Every time it
makes me feel absolutely
disgusting.
Every time
I've been a clown in a haunted house... It's like that creamy oil-based.
Yeah,
like, get it all over your fucking face.
I hate that white face.
Your eye also fucking hurts.
Yeah. It never sets right.
No,
I hate that white face.
There's also the unevenness
makes
too.
You melt basically on your face.
The thing that I hate about Ben Nye is also it's extremely uneven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least with Marin, I could actually like layer it if I need to get darker. If not, then like just one layer can do the trick. Maybe one and a half, but like you can fix those spots.
Let's put this
but
on a concrete smoother, and we'll just like
disgusting.
Kick
that's,
it all over you.
That's basically
it's
what
so
they
bad.
Do. They take a big sponge and they're like, okay, here we go. Here's makeup.
And it's always the stupid cheap sponge that came with the kit.
Yeah instead of like a makeup sponge, which does a better job at it.
No, it's always a kit sponge because most places are cheap when you work.
Yeah.
Well, especially the certain haunted house that I worked at, they're very cheap. Don't go there.
I specialize
the Botanical Gardens.
Specialize in gunshots.
Don't go to the Chatfield Botanical Gardens haunted house. I'm not going to say it by name.
Train wreck of a haunted house.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
They use cheap materials. He shops at Walmart.
The dollar store.
Yeah, foam tombstones.
Yes,
from
foam
the dollar
tombstones.
Store.
Yeah.
The only thing I would be careful is if you're doing it on your hands, like you will end up washing that off. Because like when you're going to the bathroom, of course, you have to wash that off. So.
That's
careful.
Why Mickey wears gloves.
Yeah. There are some tutorials on how to do, like, if you are, like, a certain color, then, like, they tell you how to do, like, gloves for it so that you don't have to worry about getting makeup everywhere.
So
I did the mistake of having to, like, painting my fucking arms for that shit.
That was work.
And literally,
gloves,
I did that for Marshall Lee from Adventure Time. I did that for Homestuck characters. Like, it was terrible. And there were so many times when someone's like, oh my god, I want to hug you. And I'm just like, I know that I sealed the shit.
Ew.
Just touch
hairspray.
Me around the waist. Yeah, I was like, touch me around the waist. Like, don't touch my face.
Hairspray.
So,
no, it's my personal worry because, you know, when someone puts so much time into their costumes, I don't want to ruin it.
So as cosplayers, where did you gain the most knowledge in your craft? Because I know where Aaron and I have got ours. Ours is
building a backpack with blinky lights in it that nearly exploded the first time I made one.
Because
good old electronics, and I'm not very good with soldering.
Yes, but from a makeup and creative side, where did you guys glean the majority of your knowledge?
Well. I was a professional. I'm going to have another
question. Did you hang out with Popeye when you figured that out, sir?
I need more of this.
I was a professional
another one in the refrigerator.
Makeup artist.
Oh, thank God.
And I was trying to build my clientele. Mm-hmm. And most everyone was like, you know, you try and build your clientele with the day look versus the night look and show the busy gal on the go how to go from the day to the night look. And I couldn't talk to girls. So I ended up...
Same, though.
I ended up hanging out with drag queens and cosplayers.
Mm.
And what I would do is I learned how to make up as part of self-care in high school. And that's why I ended up doing that for almost a decade when I got out of school.
So not even like a theater background.
I got kicked out of theater. I didn't even know that was possible.
What did you do?
I dated the wrong dude.
Because I've met so many like theater kids, and they're always eccentric. They were always like out there, but then like I've never heard of anyone getting kicked out of theater. So that's just it boggles my mind. It's like, confused, what the fuck happened? Surprised. I need to know.
Okay, so in theater, it's mostly girls.
Okay,
and there's the occasional dude,
uh-huh.
and there's the even rarer unicorn of the straight dude.
Uh-huh.
I dated the straight dude who was everyone's favorite star.
And then
he dumped me.
Oh.
And they didn't want it to be awkward for him, so I got kicked out.
Oh, for him. Okay, cool.
Fuck that bullshit.
That's why
I stopped being on stage and jumped in the pit orchestra, because I was like, fuck that drama.
That's the most bullshit thing, is the teachers that did this. The teachers flagged
me. Are you fucking kidding me?
They didn't want to upset their prize.
Do you think that teachers like ship students together?
Oh, absolutely.
I place bets. Like, literally, it's like, I'll buy you coffee.
My band teacher told me, like, after I graduated, he's like, oh, yeah, I knew you and her would get together.
I feel like it'd be one of those things where like I'm betting coffee that those two are gonna.
No, I ended up in the pit orchestra, and the theater people were like, "But," and I was like, "You have no authority down here.
Not down here, man.
No,
just like fuck you.
Fuck off.
I got a concussion in the pit orchestra.
Great. The hell did you do a dive off the stage? No,
it was during the Music Man, and there's the scene where they're dancing around in chairs. And they sit down. One of the actors sat down on a chair, and it broke. And all the pieces went right into the pit orchestra, where a certain saxophone / clarinet player was sitting, and just hit me right in the head.
I know exactly where you were in the pit.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right.
The dunk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we didn't have a closed pit. It was big, nice, big, open pit. Nice open.
Well, you need it to be open. At least in the apron, it needs to be open. I mean, I don't... Anyway,
you have no idea what you're talking about.
That's a different podcast. Musicals podcast.
I learned how to make up, and especially gore makeup was my go-to, because it was a way to self-harm without self-harm. And
edgy.
Yeah, I was. Because
I mean, you can make yourself look mutilated without mutilating yourself.
Sure. Yeah, and am I revealing too much? Is it getting too personal?
A little dark, but
suck it
fun.
Up, bitches.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Halloween, motherfuckers.
I do like how you put it, though, where it's like self harm without the self harm. Where you can make the appearance of mutilation, but not actually be mutilated.
I was angry and
maybe
and
I should stop using the word mutilate.
You know, when,
it's a little specific.
Too many horror things lately. So
when you're angry and you're looking for literal release, and it was all like, so I would you start making your own stage blood, because you know that stuff only comes around once a year and it's expensive, and so you start learning how to do this, and I would just experiment at home, and then with cosplayers, because I couldn't get clientele. I was 20, and most people would be really ageist and awful to me, and they would say things like, I don't need some 17-year-old telling me how to look good. So I would go.
They still do that.
Yeah, they do. But and it's great because they still think I'm 20. That's the funny bit. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just good for you. People think I'm 40.
And when do you graduate high school? I love you. But so I would go to the cosplayers, and I'd never been to a convention. I didn't go to. I was retired from makeup before I ever got to a convention, and I
retired young.
And I retired from makeup, and I did that for almost a full decade.
Hell yeah!
And so my biggest clientele was cosplayers, and what I would do is I'd be like, okay, so you bring me a picture of your character, and I will tell you what you need to do, and we'll go over how to do it. And I'd get these pictures, and I'd be like, okay, these are the products we're going to use. Here's the full package of this. It's going to cost you this much for supplies, and here's how we do it, and here's how we scale back from there, and how you can do it on the cheap and what your budget was. And that's how I figured it out. Is I just dove in head first, and you play around in the makeup. It's basically, you know, so now we have YouTube with all those makeup channels, you watch all these girls who just like do it.
That's what Red did.
So imagine that without the camera or the audience.
And she's that's the mirror, and
like that's what you do. You just start playing.
She's like that one chick that like makeups herself up with the characters.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, yeah. Like
the best way I can really describe makeup is it's literally an art and a science.
Sure.
Because, I mean, like, you got to make sure that, like, you're not allergic to anything. That, like, dermatology comes in because you don't want it clogging your pores. You don't want it to break out from it. You want to make sure that it, like, it caters to your face.
If you're not doing an extreme alien look,
yeah,
then I recommend just using regular makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's better brands, not MAC, to use than others. Like, don't just go to Walgreens and get the cheap crap.
Because some drugstore makeups make me break out. Too.
No, some drugstore.
Again,
we're learning.
It's the dermatology of it. Where you
some drugstore makeups and MAC are the same formula. It just costs $1.50 versus $85 million for a brush. You know, they don't.
Oh, here, have my kidney for this brush. I guess
they don't put prices on things in the store. That's very telling. Okay, so but you just use, if you're just doing like a cosplay character that doesn't require crazy
full body paint,
yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. crazy colors or anything, then you can get away with a lot of stuff with just basic foundation and liquid eyeliner. And liquid eyeliner, oh my god, liquid eyeliner is my favorite thing. It comes in a bazillion colors now. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, even if you do need bizarre colors, as long as you don't need a lot where you need the actual face paint palettes, you can get away with just going and getting and spending $15 at Ulta on just eyeliner and foundation. Mm-hmm. And you can do most cosplays that way. I mean, I don't know. I can, oh, man, coming out of retirement, I'll teach you. What's your character, man? What character
Red's
you want? Got
Red's available for hire.
Red's makeup corner.
Take commissions.
Just send a direct message to us. We'll be happy to hook you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
With the prop side, because that's, let's face it, when you're dealing with the costume and the prop side, you can get the makeup mm-hmm. down. You can trial and error it. But when you're dealing with like the costuming and the props
and the big props mm-hmm. and the stuff that it's like.
So for Halloween, your prop should be your back.
Yep.
Yes.
And
that's it.
And I love the props where people get real creative. So when I was a kid, before CDs.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah. Back in my day, there was a constant.
We had cassette tape.
Where you had to fucking.
You went a little too far. I think she was more cassette, not 8-track. I need you to calm down.
Hocus Pocus wasn't a movie yet, okay?
I did like Hocus Pocus.
Right before, it was before that. Disney Channel didn't have original
Disney
movies.
Channel wasn't a thing. Okay, no, Disney
Channel was on ABC because every Sunday you
Disney
had
Channel
the
was
Disney.
No.
It was right after
the best
MacGyver.
School Rock.
Yeah.
Best costume currently reigning, in my opinion, is kid dressed up as a boombox. So he cardboarded it out,
mm-hmm. okay.
and it actually worked. He actually hooked up speakers and a tape deck into his costume.
That's mm-hmm. great.
So that when he pushed the play button on his costume, it actually played. He made a mixtape specifically for the day, and the best part was the tape deck. You know, the little pull out tape deck from the boombox.
Right, that was his candy bag.
That's where his candy bag was. Yep.
See, that. I love that. Whenever someone makes their costume so conventional,
you
like
have
whenever,
to make the candy. She's right. You have to make the prop your candy bag. Yeah.
And if you're,
it's the easiest way to do it.
If you're Thor, then make your hammer.
The hammer is the candy bag
with the candy bag attached. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do.
It's the, it makes the it handle.
Easier. Yeah.
Well, because then you're only carrying one thing. Yeah. And let's face it. When you're six, carrying things is hard.
No,
much less carrying multiple things.
It's like whenever I was Spider-Man, and the bag I had was the web bag.
Mm-hmm.
It was webs. It was perfect. It was amazing.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I could get caught up in that.
Yeah, I was pissed that the silly string web shooter came after me.
I missed that so much because I never got it as a kid because my parents said it was too messy.
I also wanted
I never
that
got
as a
it.
Kid too.
I was dating a female whose
a
son
female?
Wanted
oh,
it.
Oh,
congratulations!
Really?
Yeah, well,
you date the females?
Surprisingly, as that does sound,
and he fears the makeup.
Yes. And I fear the makeup.
Same.
But I was so heartbroken. Buying them for her to give to her son because I'm like, I want these.
What? Smurf, as an adult,
I know
guess what you can do.
I should have bought
you
them for myself.
You can take the option to be like, I'm just going to go
wait,
buy it
do
for
they
me.
Still yes. sell? Do they still
no,
sell?
Not anymore,
no,
because,
not anymore.
Because some kid ate the silly string.
You fucking idiot.
He did the, like, I'm going to put this
right
in my mouth.
Mouth.
Yeah, and there was a lawsuit, and now they don't sell them anymore. Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
But they have Hulk hands.
Yeah, I don't
care
about
Hulk hands.
This is why toys should be made at home.
Toys should be made at home.
This is why toys should be made at home.
Make your own toys.
It's because, first of all, they're way cooler. You get to stretch the creativity. But also, if anything goes wrong, there's no one to sue.
No.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're just like your own stupidity.
You don't
have
to ruin it for the rest of us. fucking seriously.
I was going to say, when I was Harry Potter, my wand was a stick.
I went into the backyard and I whittled me a wand.
I know I did. I like just cut off all the branches.
You know what? I
wore
my Harry Potter costume. For my Hogwarts costume, I wore my graduation robes.
Oh my god.
That's good.
Because I'm old, bitches.
I actually went to a Harry Potter
theme. There were only three books.
In October last year, I think it was, I went to a Harry Potter themed tea party.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, and we were dressed, like, it was funny because, like, Kendra didn't mean to look like Tom Riddle, but she looked like Tom Riddle. And then one of our friends' one of our friends' boyfriends, Jack, he was dressed up like Harry Potter. So we have, like, these two, like, a Hufflepuff and a Slytherin student, and then there's Tom Riddle, and then there's Harry Potter.
<That's> sitting hilarious.
All at the same table, and I'm just like, I don't know why, but I have...
No Ravenclaw representation.
No,
hurts my
sorry.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. I rarely meet Ravenclaws.
Oh, you know, I could wear my old graduation robes as Ravenclaw. We were blue and silver.
Oh, I donated
Columbine.
Mine.
Yeah, blue and silver.
I donated
close
mine.
Enough.
It was so useless.
That would make me a Hufflepuff. If I cared to wear my school
mine was mine was green and gold because it was it was Bear Creek.
You went to Bear Creek.
Yeah.
Actually, my high school is GW.
You
so
went to
green.
West, right?
No,
you
I
went
to
George
Washington.
Washington.
Oh. So
by
mine
way,
is green and white.
If you're ever
white.
A spy slash hitman going undercover and someone challenges your cover ID and asks you which high school you went to, always say George Washington because everywhere has a George
everywhere
Washington.
Everywhere has a George Washington. No, that's right.
No. GW is green and green.
And that's
and white.
My espionage tip for the week.
And
that's good to know whenever I go
female,
undercover.
I know she listens to the podcast. If your son still has those web shooters, I want them back.
Oh.
Are you coming after them like fucking John Wick?
I was
like,
gonna say,
I'm
Jesus.
Gonna stab you with a
you're
pencil.
You're gonna get them in the mail tomorrow, and you're gonna be like, "Oh, shit!
Wait,
my bad. I'm sorry." And just
wait,
like,
but what was the question prior again? We got on a tangent about Mac.
I don't know. It was something. About
I don't know.
He wanted
something
about
props. It was a
props
because the skill and tech that it takes for props. I mean,
props are way different. It feels
way different because you've got some that you people think are going to be simple, but you have to carry them.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
day, and you're like,
why do you think
fuck
people
it's
like
with
like
a lighter
like
material
in
yeah.
those
you
shoes?
Always go foam.
Man.
Foam.
Yeah.
Always go foam.
One, it's cheap,
yeah.
and two, it's light as fuck,
yeah,
so you don't have to worry about it.
You can make a real sword out of metal.
Well,
you could forge your own
the,
sword, but no.
What was that channel?
Go
it was,
fuck yourself.
It was like Men of Metal or something like that, where they made Artorias the sword, and
yeah.
that's a great sword.
They made Cloud Sword.
And
that,
if you
well,
can,
huge.
The people who worked on Dark Souls actually tried to lift it. They couldn't.
It's impossible.
And then
it's
even with Darius's axe from League of Legends, they made it, but they couldn't lift it because it was full solid
yeah.
metal. So
that's why
they had to. They had to do like a pulley lever system in order to actually chop anything with it because they could not lift it at all.
The biggest mistake I think most cosplayers make.
I hit my hand on the table.
Is the props and. If you can attach it to the rest of your costume to your body,
yes.
like if it's a weapon,
oh,
make a back
strap
harness.
Strap it on.
Just make and
strap
make,
on is your friend.
Well, and make it part of the costume.
You just broke towel.
Don't necessarily make it
strap
something
on.
That even comes off.
Oh yeah,
no.
because.
Oh.
Because you
keep
are
keep it in the sheath.
Well, you're a first of all, you're a fool if you think you can carry that all day.
Yeah.
You are gonna regret your life choices.
I'm a tough man. I can
like,
carry that all day.
Really, it's cool
and
whenever it does come
out. You're a
noob,
is whatever
man.
You are. But the other thing is you're nobody likes you if you've got a big bulky prop in cosplay.
Oh, in a
area.
Convention?
Well,
think
yeah.
about the Denver Convention Center. That place is packed. Tight.
Yeah, and it's huge and spacious. And as soon as you get the guy with the big sword, you're just like, I hate you.
And
I don't know you,
those
but
are
you
the people
are the, you're the scumbag of the earth.
Hunter.
And they've never, you can tell those people have never done that kind of cosplay before because you can tell the pros are standing out in the hallway where there's a bunch of room because it's like the girl who had like the giant wings for Maleficent where she just stood outside all the time.
They
even doing
look
that.
Before they move.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the pros.
Well, and
if
they have
gonna,
handlers on top of it.
Well,
yes.
if they're gonna pose for a picture and they're gonna move and hold their prop, they look around them, and the amateurs just do it and hit small children in the face.
Yeah, because even
and then wonder why DCC is trying to ban all props.
Because
which don't get me wrong,
even,
I do laugh when you smack a kid in the face.
Even if like for instance,
not intentional, no points.
I don't give a fuck. About
I still laugh.
Like a big one too that I could think of that has large props is
like the game God Eater or even Monster Hunter.
Oh yeah,
like they have massive weapons, yeah. And like usually, like if I
or
was
Final Fantasy,
or Final Fantasy. Well, I mean, some of the props though are a little bit more narrow than like some of the things in Monster Hunter.
But still, they're fucking enormous.
But like, if you're here's a pro tip. If you're going to go into the dealer's room and you know that there ain't going to be a lot of space, have a friend hold your weapon outside of it. Take turns going in.
Well,
or some places have prop check.
Even with Overwatch. Prop check, man. Overwatch has been the new one.
Overwatch, their weapons are huge. The armor's huge.
Which one? Which
penis is
Reinhardt.
Brigitte's not as bad.
No, not as bad, but they're just big.
Yeah.
I've seen a few have like diva mechs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They get big, they get bulky. Even like fucking Junkrat.
Yeah.
Like even his big tire, it takes up a lot of space.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that, and people just are like, yeah, I can just walk around with this.
Well, even when we go to Dragon Con, you have like the milling around area.
Mm-hmm.
So right there by the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just the bar.
And
that's
it's just the
go.
Bar. And there's
not
such a
milling around.
Just a cluster.
Yeah, we're just at the bar.
Even like there's this one guy who shows up and he's got the Stewie costume.
Oh,
and
I love that.
And he's in
the big robot Stewie.
The Stewie mech.
Yeah.
And it is hilarious. But that thing is
but he knows
huge,
where he can go.
But he doesn't go anywhere
outside
he's
of
got
that
a,
area.
Yeah, he's like a 10-foot radius,
yeah,
and
he's got
that's
a,
it.
He's like, he wanders around near the elevators and near the bar, and that's kind of where he goes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what we kind of have to do with the proton packs, where it's like, we have to kind of pick and choose, like, okay, we can go into the dealer's room, but we can't all go at the same time.
No. Yeah.
It's not possible, and it sucks, and we've done it, and it's awful when you have just a line of, like, 10 of us walking through the dealer's room.
The scariest thing, too, I feel, especially if you do have a large prop of any sort, is people bumping into your back.
Oh, God.
And, like, actually destroying. Yeah, and then also destroying your prop.
Aaron knows
usually,
all about that.
Yeah, usually what I do is, like, I have it in front of me or I'm holding it.
My poor proton pack.
Yeah, I usually hold it in front of me because I don't trust people.
No, I had a guy running full speed into my proton pack, and it's got the wand on there.
Oh,
he literally,
no.
Like, it's screwed in. He literally ripped out the screws.
Oh.
And I was just, it was on the ground, and I was like, did that just hit the ground? And everybody's like,
well,
I was just
did you get the license plate on that asshole?
The V-hook is there, and I'm like, that's a lot of patching I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
Well, and I think out of all of us, you and Kevin have had
that poor guy, Kevin, he had the worst.
You two have had the worst impacts when it comes to the proton
packs.
It's because
we're both short. I realize he and I are like the same height, and we're not visible in a crowd.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't had it either. We're like the same height, where people just are like, bam, we're just going to plow into you for no reason.
He's got the football training.
Yeah.
He knows how to use his elbows.
I do.
I
drop a shoulder.
I have the marching band training. I just know how to run over people with a cape.
You cape. You have to match your distance on marching.
Exactly.
Around.
I know how to keep my.
You have to dress left, man.
Yeah.
You dress
left.
I did borrow a
you're
costume,
out of step, motherfucker,
from someone. It was a Ari from League of Legends, and she has nine tails.
Oh God,
I've seen
those cosplays.
Yeah, but the thing
around.
Is that I don't. I only wore one because the thing is when she in her walking animation, she only has one. It fuses kind of all together, so it's like one single tail.
So it's a little easier to walk around.
Yeah, so then it don't bump people with that. Like I could have asked her to borrow it, but even when we did go to a convention where she did wear her nine tails, we were in spacious areas because it was a smaller con.
That thing's
there was a
huge,
lot of people.
Though.
Oh yeah, especially because I put it on.
It's
and
bigger
it was,
than you.
It's actually on like a wood plank that sits on your back too.
Oh my God!
So it fucking hurts.
Oh God!
And so
I was gonna say, at least we got a metal like
A-frame.
Yeah, yeah. So it really hurt, and I was just okay. Well, for DCC because I did wear it for a booth because I was like, okay, well this will get people over and stuff like whatever. Just stay the fuck away from me because I've been creeped on. Not gonna do that today, my friends. I only wore a single tail, and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because even when we've gone through cons, thank God we had Red with us.
Cosplay is not consent.
Because
Red is really good. Oh,
Red,
people touch.
People touch. But we inadvertently touch because we'll turn.
It's like we basically are carrying skis with us wherever we go.
Indy took
or
out
the
a
huge
whole
tail.
Display.
Oh my God. Well, that's like we were at Dragon Con one year and Indy's like about to run this girl over and I kind of move him to the side. And he's like, "What the hell are you doing?" I was like, No, I don't think you understand.
You
almost plowed somebody down.
I'm trying to get him to turn. I'm trying to get him to just move over like 2 inches.
Yeah.
And and from the right, because the booth is on the on his right, and so obviously he turns to the left, and his wand takes out the entire display. And it was all like, because I'm even like tapping.
You can't write that shit.
I'm like trying to tap him on the right to get him to turn on the right to move away from the booth, and he turns to the left.
Oh yeah,
and been I'm there, just been oh there, God. Done that. I believe my exact reaction was just.
Oh. I definitely hit this girl in the face once, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." She's like, "No, I'm used to it." And I was like,
"Oh my god!"
And then she walked away, and I was like, "What? What
is that
happens?
Her, is that her kink?"
She's either into it or there's abuse.
There's a Me Too movement happening.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, don't kink shame her.
Something weird happened. I don't know, but she walked away.
Oh no!
So,
when I used to go to local rock shows. I don't do that anymore, mostly because...
I go to local ska shows because I'm that guy. I also wear cargo shorts, if you're going to ask.
Okay, first of all...
I wasn't.
We can see you.
Oh, well, I'm not talking to you.
Anyway.
You know. There's going to be that one guy who's going to question me.
Anyway, but I quit going because I went one time, and one show in particular, I got stepped on.
Ooh.
Three times. One guy actually kneed me in the face. My husband plays in a band with that guy. I'm just saying, like, because he couldn't see me.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was just walking by, and he saw Rick, but he was walking by, and he kneed me in the face, and Rick goes, "This is my girlfriend," and I was just like, and I'm just like holding my nose, like.
Haven't we all been there?
I need an Amber Lamps.
Yeah, Amber Lamps.
Well, and even when I do like my Star-Lord cosplay and I have the helmet on.
Oh, you can't see shit out of that.
I can't
can
see out of that helmet. I mean, it looks fucking cool. Yeah. And
it
even when
look
I
that cool. I've been trying to tell you for years. Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Ooh. I think it looks great. I think you
Thank
look
you.
Fucking good.
Appreciate
yeah.
that.
You should do it again. You haven't done it in a while.
No, actually, it will see like this summer.
But it was like Adam Savage walking around in his Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Thing. He took it off and he's like, I couldn't see crap that whole day.
And if I can kind of, if I have someone like 3 feet in front of me, mm-hmm. I can see. After that, no.
At least you don't wear glasses. He had to wear glasses.
Yeah, so I had my contacts in.
I was just like, oh, yeah, because you can't wear contacts.
Yeah. So, I mean, and even when I light up the eyes, if I have someone I can hold on to
you
that I can follow through,
light
I'm
up
fine.
My eyes. What?
No, that was good. I like
oh, wow.
We had to make it a duet.
So,
thank you. Appreciate that.
Difference between cosplay and costumes?
Cosplay you put more effort into, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, is...
cosplay, you play that character. That's why it's called cosplay.
Costume play.
You know, think about me and the Blues Brothers, which I think Red had a tangent on. But...
we'll come back to that.
But, my whole thing is, like, I do singing and dancing whenever I'm Blues Brothers and... Mm-hmm. Like, Zach and I also have a routine where we sit outside the bathroom waiting for each other.
It is. It is.
It's way different.
Yeah. Do you have the white bread yet?
But also,
no,
like, Halloween.
Not yet.
No.
Still
Halloween
working
costumes
on that.
Are in something that you would do, like, photo shoots with.
Well,
though.
when you get into cosplay, it's immersion, mm-hmm. and you assume a role. And mm-hmm. I've seen cosplayers that do not break character. Captain Carl's one of them. Because
sure.
when he does his J. Jonah Jameson, mm-hmm. which is brilliant because he's got it down to a science.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the eyebrow. He is in the embodiment of that cartoon character. Mm-hmm. Forget the films. Forget
yeah.
any of what you have seen. Even with J.K. Simmons doing the role of J. Jonah Jameson. He doesn't break character.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly think that that is the differentiator when it comes to costume versus cosplay. Are you... What the fuck is going on? Or are you twitching? Do I need to get you a shot?
Is this an allergic reaction?
Halloween
Bake Off is happening?
It's yes. Halloween Wars.
I know,
Halloween
but
Wars.
It looked like she had a 404 error.
Yeah.
Okay, did I interrupt you?
Kind
was,
of.
Was
you're
I being
twitching.
Respectful and letting
no.
you do your thing?
You're twitching over there, and I can just see you out of my peripheral.
The listeners don't know that. You're the one. You interrupted yourself.
Allegedly.
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 This is all on you.
But when you see that dedication and that immersion into that character, that role, it's almost inspiring.
Okay, so
costume, I usually just think I'm gonna get drunk in this.
Yeah, I don't care.
You do that in all your cosplays.
My cosplay is it's in character.
I'm always
just every single cosplay I have ever done, it is in character.
Because
Peter B. Parker, Blues Brothers, Ghostbusters, it is in character. But
you can't,
damn it.
You can't make a blanket statement like, yeah, costume is for just getting drunk. Like, that's what you do.
Again, it's in character.
Again, all of his cosplays revolve around that. Let's be honest.
To be fair, all of my cosplays revolve around the footwear.
No, see, there you go.
I feel like, but I mean, I've also
I'm not a kink shame. No, I get it.
Oh, no, it's not a kink. It's literally like, these shoes are comfortable. What cosplays can we do?
Ooh.
Because
that's my kink.
I've had my fair share of people who thought I was that said character, like in the sense where like I just was that character, even though I was cosplaying. And, you know, I mean, it's like, if you want to do that, sure, but you don't have to treat me like shit because I'm part of like a really big fandom at the time, because Homestuck was massive.
Homestuck, was it? I was going to say, it was Homestuck. No, I would treat you like shit.
Usually, like, the people who do act out were the ones who were younger. Because, again, with every fandom, it's like a fucking bullseye where, like, if you hit the bullseye, you're going to meet the greatest people. But when you hit outside of that bullseye... What the fuck?
Seriously, you interrupted her for this?
For a gopher?
Is it at least the gopher from Caddyshack?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, but like in every fandom, there's always a bullseye. If you can hit that bullseye, then... What the fuck am I watching?
You're not watching anything.
I'm glad the people on the show are having the exact same reaction we're having in real life. What the fuck is going on? It's muted. There's no context.
My first cosplay that I ever did was based around the fact that my comfy shoes were these black ballerina flats.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went as Greg from Over the Garden Wall because I could build it up from the footwear.
That's fair.
And yeah.
White girl shoes. Yeah, I'm with you.
No. They were actual ballet flats.
Oh, okay.
Because at the time, I was still wearing really intense shoes because I went out in public more regularly and cared what I looked like. and there was this trend of having fold-up shoes in your purse. And I discovered the best fold-up shoes to have are actual ballet flats that you get from the dance supply shop.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh. So those were my backup shoes at the time.
So I think what we all can agree on, when you're dealing with cosplay versus costume, it does all revolve around comfort.
Can Halloween costumes be cosplay?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, because I think if you're really getting into it, if you get into character more... Then yeah, I think a Halloween costume would be.
So if I dress up as a scarecrow and sit on my front porch and scare the shit out of all the
children.
Oh, that's
cosplay.
That's cosplay.
Absolutely.
There's that immersion.
You're immersed in the character.
And to be fair,
this isn't based on a real thing that happened to me as a child.
Not whatsoever.
Still traumatized.
It happened to me. There was this guy who had nails in his hands.
Did you ever swing, though? Because I did.
Oh, yeah, once.
Fight or flight.
Yeah.
And to be fair.
It was like the guy with the nails in his hands.
Before cosplay was a thing, I was doing Ghostbuster costume, building towards a screen accurate costume.
So I was doing a Jedi because it's pajamas that you wear in public.
See, that's why I need to get a Jedi robe because
I have one.
I need
so comfortable.
I was going to say, I need to be able to just wear that to a convention and be like, this is my costume.
Yeah. I built my first lightsaber out of PVC pipe. And by the way, in case you were wondering, it was just the handle so it would hang off my belt because I was thinking ahead.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And a paper clip to make the hook.
That's perfect.
Okay. That works.
Listen, to me, that's putting an effort because you put thought into it and went,
how do I accomplish this?
How do I make this easier on me?
Like, it's the creativity of it, too.
Yes.
The best Halloween is made at home.
True story.
Both are also very creative in their own aspects.
And I actually think the best cosplay is made at home. Like, when someone has bought their stuff, it shows, and you're just like, yeah, whatever.
You didn't put effort in.
When you can
personally,
tell someone
I hate sewing.
Actually...
Yeah.
I really hate sewing.
Then embrace the fabric glue and just learn how to way around it. It's fine. You can do it. It's fine.
I will teach
you my witchcraft.
Teach her the ways. Because one of the most difficult things.
I hate sewing. I like building more than I do sewing.
One of the most difficult. Yeah, but
so just make friends with people who do.
But you're putting in the effort of building.
Oh, no,
right?
I do.
But when it's clear that it's homemade, it could be falling apart and you're still like, hey, man. That's fucking
I'll
great.
I'll always go up to the guy with like the cardboard props because that guy gave a shit and he's like, I'm going to go to the convention. I have my cardboard prop.
He had no idea what he was doing.
No. And he was just like, you know, I want to make this
He's
thing.
Having a great time.
Yeah, he doesn't care. I love those people.
And those are the Halloween costumes that I give two handfuls of candy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get the king size.
Because when you're dealing with the cosplay,
I happen to have in my back pocket.
It's a little squishy.
Sorry, it's a little bit warm. I kind of sat on it.
Because let's face
it. Is this a Reese's cup? No, it wasn't.
What was
it? I mean,
it's frigid because of my evil soul.
Squishy. Because let's face it, shoes, shoes are probably boots and all of that is the most difficult thing when it comes to a cosplay.
Oh, yeah, because you can never get it quite right.
You never can.
I have never been able to get it quite perfect. Yeah. Especially with my Blues Brothers thing, I'm like, I can't find the right shoes, but yeah. It's fine.
Oh, I know where to look. We go. We got this.
Sounds good. Yeah. Once I start making money, I'm done.
I find you the white bread. I find you the shoes.
Oh, I find you bread. I find you shoes.
We get you a whole chicken. It's good.
He's a dinosaur. Again.
I need to just carry around a bucket of chicken with
you
me
do.
Now.
You do.
No, but I'm getting a microphone
that's
and a karaoke
where
set.
Okay, first of all, that should be your trick-or-treat bag.
A bucket of chicken?
Is just an empty bucket. And Zach should have the briefcase handcuffed.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, I've got a microphone I'll give you.
Okay.
I got a microphone.
Right. My dad had
I just need
briefcase.
A portable speaker system that I can play karaoke music out of.
Oh, my God.
That was my whole thing, is I was going to try and make it a thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the boombox costume that actually played music, that is still the best, reigning best costume I've ever seen.
I want to go to Dragon Con and just put on a show just randomly in the
middle absolutely.
Of the hall.
I just, you gotta do the just dance. Remember
absolutely.
What my friend wants to cosplay with me, or I guess do a Halloween. And the more I think about it, the more I think about it, the more angry I get.
No, see, here's the thing. I think as a cosplayer and a costumer and everything in between, if you're not afraid to go out and embarrass yourself horribly, because you will no matter what you do.
Sure.
Because there's always going to be somebody who's like, that's
hilarious. There's always that one guy.
Yeah, who's like,
girl.
And you're like, oh, no.
And I'll,
but
I'll second,
if you're not afraid to embarrass yourself, you're not doing it.
I'll second that in my own counter argument. If as a female version of Aaron.
Ooh, sure.
You know, with better hips.
I mean, they're a little flat. It's fine.
Where's the ass,
I'm
bud?
I'm fat where it matters.
If your goal is to try and look sexy, you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
The what?
Costume or cosplay. If your major goal is to go out and, don't I look sexy? You're doing it wrong.
See, I know people who do, like, I'm going to do the uncomfortably sexy version because it's funny. And
uncomfortably
I'm like,
sexy. Well,
because they
want
to be shoujo statues that literally lack clothes.
They want the attention. They want to show off their body, and they want to feel like they have power over the nerds.
And they can do that. And that's their choice. I'm not going to argue that. Do what you want to do.
Oh, no, you
it
can
is
do
body,
that. But you are not going to have a good
like,
time.
Come on. Yeah, I was going to say, the neck beards are going to come in
in groves.
All
you're going to come out
in groves?
Yeah, in groves.
You're why people doubt the Me Too movement. That's what you are.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say like, is watch out for nip slips and weirdos.
Ooh, there you go. I was going to say, do what you want. It's going to be rough.
It's not my business. Just be safe.
Nip slips and weirdos.
And on that bombshell.
Okay.
Did you have something more?
I did, but
the moment's gone,
and I'm going to tell Aaron my Blues Brothers story.
Now. I want to hear the Blues Brothers story.
No, tell the Blues Brothers story.
The Blues
not on air.
Oh, not on air. Oh. And on that bombshell,
we shall say goodbye.